The Netball Show with Andy Lamb and Natalie Morris.
I'm Natalie Morris and welcome to The Netball Show with Mizuno. Are you on top of all these team announcements? Wasps threw down the gauntlet by signing Firebirds training partner Lexi Barker. Then Mickey secures another one with the signing of Berkshire-born defender Leah Middleton. And that's before everything else we've seen this week. We can expect loads of Fast Five All-Star announcements over the next few days too. And Manchester Thunder have already announced that Erin Bell will be part of their squad on the 13th of October. Tickets are limited, but they're online at fast5allstars.com.
Yeah, thanks, Nat. And even today we see the news that Stacey Francis is going to be back as part of that Team Bath side. More names to follow between now and the next episode. And we wonder just who else teams have got lined up. Right, this week we're going to hear from Nia Jones and Beth Dyke as they join Stars. And we probably need a new jingle doing because we hear from Declan from Northern Titans. They've announced their first team. And Lewis from Knights is going to be on the show as they're going to be taking part at this year's Fast Five again. But first, we've got to congratulate Nat and Helen as Swifts won the final of the Suncorp, beating Lightning 64-47. And this is how Sue Gordian confirmed the win on Nine.
Years between drinks, 2008, the last time the Swifts won a premiership. And today they have their maiden Super Netball Premiership. The New South Wales Swifts, 64, the Lightning 47. Well, the fans are enjoying it, aren't they? Absolute pure emotion on the face of this side. The young New South Wales Swifts, they've headed up the highway from Sydney, and wasn't it worth it? They dominated from the first whistle.
The Swifts captain is Paige Hadley.
I'm really speechless. I couldn't do this without our captain. This whole year has been Maddie Proud, and she has led from the front and on the score, and she's now our coach, so this one's for Maddie, but I've got to be quick, so I just want to thank Suncorp, Nissan and our family, QBE, for all the support that you have given us over this year and made this the best domestic league in the competition. To the bench officials, the umpires, we wouldn't be able to do it without you. To our fans, to our members, to our family. You have ridden this wave, and this is third time lucky in Brisbane, so I'm glad we got it. And a quick thank you to our family, our Red family. I think, you know, we never lost sight of what our goal was, and to do it today when no one thought we could do it is pretty special. And to Nolene, to Laura, to the Sunshine Coast, you have been the benchmark for the last 3 years, and it was a fitting grand final, so thank you. And Nolene, thank you for coming over to Australia and doing your craft, so thank you.
The phenomenal Laura Langman gave this reaction and tribute to Knowles at the end of the game.
Kia ora, everyone. It really did bring a tear to our eye seeing so many people who love the game as much as we do. So thank you so much to everybody that came out today. It really means a lot. To the Swifts, semi outrageous performance, mate. How you guys played today was simply beautiful to watch. I couldn't help myself but clap at times. I was like, oh, that was outstanding. But we've had some tremendous battles over the season, and you guys kept us honest. Like I said in the huddle, it was probably a terrible day to have a terrible day, but that's all right. We couldn't have asked for a better opponent and a most deserving winner to you guys for 2019, so congratulations. I have my bit of paper here, because I'm renowned for forgetting people, but a massive thank you to our owners, Melbourne Storm, go hard next week, lads, USC, our principal partners, and Sunny Coast Council, who are always at every game, Downer and our wonderful family behind the team. We can't thank you enough for coming on the journey with us. Today also was a very special day. We farewell our formidable leader in Knowles. I don't really have words to describe you, but you have taken our organisation players to new heights, and we can't thank you enough for the careers that you've started to give some of our players, and personally the career that you've given me. So thank you so much. I'm excited to see what's next and where you'll pop up. Thank you very much, everyone. Swifties, have a fantastic night.
More reaction from that amazing final is online at Nine Netball on Facebook.
Let's get more now on Swift's win from Erin Della Hunty. She's a freelance writer for The Guardian, and she's been telling me what she made of that incredible match.
Well, I think incredible is a great word to choose, Andy. It really was a great game of netball. And it's weird to say that when it was a 17-goal margin, isn't it? It's normally a blowout and, you know, not particularly good display, but it was... I mean, you just have to take your hats off to the New South Wales Swifts, the way that they came out, the intensity they played with, and the defensive pressure that they built so quickly, so early. When I mean, the word built implies that it's something that you sort of work on over time, doesn't it? But it was there from the first minute for them, and even when the Lightning came, they were still well on top.
I was really impressed by how you started that article for The Guardian. Have you got it to hand? Do you want to read it out?
Oh, I don't know if I should read mine. I'll read it if you like. Like a Claude Monet painting, the New South Wales Swift 2019 Super Netball season has been a thing of beauty, all movement and light. But like any impressionist work, when you examine it up close, it's actually a bit of a muddle, speckled with fast and furious brush strokes.
That is wonderful.
I don't know. I hope that people understood that. I hope that wasn't too obscure for people.
It was worth what you got paid for that alone.
I just felt when I was watching the game that it was such a beautiful performance, and it was the 60-minute performance that Helen Housby during the week had spoken about that they really hadn't put out there this season. They'd had really good patches and really good games. I mean, they were excellent against the Vixens in the preliminary final, I thought, but she felt they hadn't put it all out there in one game. And I think sometimes it's easy to be dazzled by the end result and everyone thinks, oh, wow, aren't they just magnificent? Isn't this a wonderful win? But you sort of scratch beneath the surface, and they really have been up against it at different times during this season. I mean, the major injuries are the two things that stand out. And they've had major injuries and minor injuries as well. You know, there's a lot of talk about Maddie Proud, but you've had Nat Haythornthwaite has had, you know, issues with injuries as well. And you've got Helen, who's clearly carrying an injury that she picked up at the World Cup. And then they've added new players into their squad. And then some players have gone back out, and then they've added new players in. So there really has been a lot going on behind the scenes. So, yeah, that's where that sort of strange reference come from. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
It seemed to me that Lightning, every expert was tipping them, but how about yourself?
Oh, I was... Anyone who says they tipped the Swifts is lying. I'm sorry, but everyone was on the Lightning. I mean, you would have been mad not to tip them. They had beaten their opponent three times this year, so you would be silly to have not tipped them. And the legacy, you know, piece that there is there, I guess, about Nolan Tarua, you know, stepping away, and potentially Laura Langman the same, it was pretty irresistible to not tip them. Although I was chatting with Kim Green after the grand final, and she was on the record as saying the Swifts would win, so she was at pains to point that out. And I believe Joe Harton also went with the tip for the Swifts as well. So there was a few out there, but certainly all the so-called experts certainly didn't tip them, no.
Goal for goal at times, which keeps things exciting, even at 4 o'clock in our time zone.
How did you go with that, setting the alarm?
Well,
you watch
actually.
It live? That's good. Look, it was interesting, isn't it, that it was, they really were in control for the entire game. You didn't really have a sense at any time that the Lightning would get back into it. Obviously, in the third quarter, there was certainly a bit of a resurgence that came from Lightning, but they couldn't capitalise on it, I guess. It was still beautiful netball to watch, though. It was magnificent to watch. I mean, the calmness in the attack end and the delivery that Nash and Paige were giving Sam Wallace, who ended up winning the MVP, the calmness down that end was kind of, there's a real folly at the other end with the defensive pair were just doing that. I mean, the three of them, I shouldn't say fair, I should include Katrina Rore in that as well, it was just amazing. They built pressure all day, across the entire game. And so, yeah, it was a really spectacular game to watch, and we saw some really beautiful intercepts. I mean, Carla Pretorius also pulled in some beautiful ball as well. So, yeah, it was still a great game to watch for sure.
It was just one of those games. For me, I think you mentioned it in your article somewhere as well, that Bryony said that Sarah Clough had the best game of her life.
Oh, I mean, yeah, Sarah Clough, I'll take a bow. She was mighty. She was absolutely mighty. I mean, I haven't seen every game of netball Sarah Clough's ever played, but it's certainly the best one that I've seen at that level. And she didn't have peaks and troughs in her game. She really was there or thereabouts. She had a crack at the balls that she should have, and she stuck when she needed, you know, to stick back as well. I spoke to Bryony about sort of specifically this, you know, specifically about her after the game, and she was telling me about how critical Sarah is of her own game and how she'd be very disappointed in different aspects of her game and that sort of thing. So she feels like the mental side of it and the confidence, growing confidence, and, you know, just belief in her own ability, I guess. I mean, she's still a young, you know, we forget these players are still in their early 20s. She sees that as being a huge part of her development. And I think the other aspect of that is her partnership with Maddie Turner. They really, you know, they know each other very well on and off the court, and that makes a huge difference in the defensive circle, as, you know, everyone netball circles knows.
What about Nat and Helen throughout the season? They've added stacks.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Helen in particular is really interesting. I mean, she's world class. Like, everyone, you know, everyone knows that. But coming back from the World Cup, you know, that how she played that game in Perth, she didn't even fly back to Sydney, I understand, from Liverpool, basically went straight to Perth,
yeah.
Which is, you know, a huge distance. You know, people, you know, in your listeners probably have no kind of concept of, you know, the distances, but it's like flying over all of Western Europe from London, you know, like it's a massive distance. So that was the only full game that she played this season post-World Cup. So then she missed three games with the injury, and then she was kind of rested and managed through those games. What Bryony did with her in the final was just genius. She used her when she needed to use her. Helen is such a competitive beast that she was going to play and play well no matter, right? That's her personality. But she pulled her off when she needed a rest, and she obviously knew how many minutes she had in her legs. And interestingly, I think it also proved really smart because it didn't let Pretorius get set. And we know that Pretorius is one of those grinding kind of defenders, and she just wears you down over the course of a game. But then all of a sudden she had Sophie Garvin in front of her, and she had to think about something else. But then everything else was still continuing on its merry way in terms of the Swifts in the attack line. So it was super, super clever coaching by Bryony. I think that'll be, people will look back on that in years and say, yeah, that was really smart. And then, I mean, Nat, you know, is similar. She had the injury at the start of the year, which was a huge issue for them, trying to cover, you know, missing the start of the season effectively, and then, you know, coming back into the team. I thought the grand final was probably one of her best games. She did what she does best, which is just quietly work and make her shooters look good, right? That's what wing attacks and feeders do. The big discussion that's happening around the MVP, should it have been Clough? Should it have been Wallace? I think Wallace played, she was magnificent. She was utterly magnificent and very, very accurate. But she was getting silver service from Nat. She really was, and from Paige as well, the finding circle edge. I mean, the first sort of 5 or 6 minutes of the first quarter, they just hit the circle where they wanted to. They just, did their thing. And the two of them, their connection, I think, is really important too. They've got a few go-to plays that you know they can rely on when things aren't working or when things are getting tough. And that's just invaluable for a team to know that we can just score. Simple. That's what you've got to do. So, yeah, they've been absolutely huge.
We've got a bit of a way to go before we get to see grand finals on that scale, but what is it like for you?
Oh, it's brilliant. I do have to pinch myself sometimes. I've been a journalist for a long time, but yeah, it's very special to be able to be there, and it makes such a difference in your reporting. Like I said to you before about Sarah, you know, like that straight away, you sort of have a sense of this might have an impact on the game. So no, it's been brilliant. And Super Netball, you know, there really is fantastic access given to the media, which I think is a real credit. Sounds like an ad, but you know, it's a credit to the broadcaster that they have allowed that access, and that you are so close and you can get in and talk to the players. And you know, I often say, like, you're close enough to hear the squeak of their shoes. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty good access.
Well, I also managed to speak to Katrina from Netball Scoop, who thought Lightning had their minds elsewhere leading into the game.
I think the Lightning sort of went in there and they were a little bit too caught up in all the emotion of it. They had a lot going on with Nolan Tarua retiring and possibilities of a few other of their players retiring as well. And I think the pressure of going in there with a three-peat might have actually been playing with some of the heads of some of the more experienced players in their team. Not to take away from the Swifts, they were fantastic, and they did their research. You would have found out probably through the rest of the week that they did a lot of work, particularly on the defensive structures of the Lightning and the attacking plays, particularly of Steph Wood. And they did a lot of research on how Steph likes to do her cut and drives, and so they really kept her out of the play and out of that attack end. And I think once you take those set structures out of a team like the Lightning, they sort of fall apart, unfortunately. So I think, the play from Sarah Clough and Maddie Turner in particular was really, really well supported by Katrina Roré as well. And having that experience in that wing defence position just adds an extra layer of cover, which I think the Swifts just were able to capitalise on.
Sarah, she was really, really impressive.
Yeah, she was. I was quite surprised she didn't get MVP, to be honest. Not to take away from Sam Wallace. I mean, she was incredible as well. But for a player like Sarah Clough to be so young and so dominant, especially over, you know, Ugandan captain in Peace Boscravia and then, you know, Australia's starting goal attack as well. She was just phenomenal. And to see her growth this year, particularly off the back of the World Cup as well, it's just been really heartwarming. And she's a sweet girl as well, so she would take a lot of confidence from that performance in the grand final as well. And for a player like her, I believe it would actually carry through until the start of the next season as well. And you're just going to see her dominate all of these world-class goalers from now on, I believe.
Every pundit over there, especially looking at it from our side of the water, was saying, oh, well, it's going to be lightning. Is that how you felt?
Nope, not at all. I back the Swifts 100%.
Good answer.
Yeah. Like, I'm a Queenslander as well, but I saw this. The Swifts they've dominated really well over the first part of the season, and then they've just actually been able to capitalize on their recruitments of quality athletes as well. And for them to, they would have learnt a lot from that semi-final where they got pummeled by 10 goals. And they have come out and they've done their research, and then they've gone and they've executed it as well. And I think having that week break for the Lightning probably didn't do them any favours. They didn't get any gameplay in. They've sort of just been able to mull it all over in their head. And I think the Swifts, on the other hand, have just pushed forward. They've gone with their processes and they've stuck to their game plan.
What about that amazing partnership of Housby and Wallace?
Oh, they're a delight to watch, aren't they? They're just they're so full of emotion as well. And I think Sam Wallace, she goes out there and she's such a cool customer. She just knows what she's got to do and she executes it quite well. And she's got a beautiful hold as well. And I think what Helen and Sam did really well was they actually played that split circle. Like, Helen would go on these nice leads and that she would take Carla Pretorius out of the circle. And once you remove her from the circle, that sort of cuts out the intercept options. And they were able to do those gorgeous swing passes across the circle to Nat and to Paige, which would quite easily find Sam all alone under the post, because she would be able to sort of draw Pumza Mulwaney up right up to the top of the circle and then just drop back. And like, after the game, you saw Pumza go over to Nolene and just apologise because she felt like she didn't do her job. But she did. She did a really good job, but I think she was just outsmarted by someone who's actually been in the Super Netball for quite some time now and built that beautiful partnership with Helen. And I think Sam and Helen, they sort of offset each other quite nicely as well, because Helen is quite a passionate player. She wears her heart on her sleeve and she's always the one to sort of try to pump her team up, whereas Sam is so cool. She just gets on with it, barely shows an emotion. You occasionally see a smile from her, but not too much. So I think, they've got a beautiful sort of contrasting partnership there.
And there was maybe that blip for Swifts after the World Cup. I mean, we were both there, but a word on how you saw Nat and Helen over the course of the season?
One thing I have noticed over the past, say, two or three games is I have noticed that they have a really unique synergy. They just know where each other are in the circle and on the circle edge. And they've you can tell that they've got this beautiful friendship, this beautiful partnership anyway, outside the court, which they bring onto the court. And it's just, they just know where each other are. And that's quite a scary thing, actually, when you consider the fact that they've now both signed on for 2020. Hopefully they can both get full seasons, and they're going to be a formidable front line next season.
Season might be over, but you're keeping busy, keeping a track on who's going where?
Yeah. I've just written a two-part article basically on where I believe the holes are in the Super Netball teams. Some of them have already been proven wrong, unfortunately.
Oh, no.
But I had Fran Williams. I was kind of hoping that she would come over here and join the Collingwood Magpies.
Not a chance.
No. I saw that. It was like the day after that article came out. I was like, bugger. But it's interesting. I've had a number of conversations over the past couple of days about the gaps in certain teams that need to be filled and where we suspect certain players may potentially be moving. And it's quite an exciting time, really. Like, with a number of retirements, we'll also be releasing updates as we find out more. Because over here, they've just opened up the window for players to actually do some movements between clubs as well. So it's going to be really exciting for Super Netball fans over the next couple of weeks. I think they've got until, I believe, the end of October to finalise their rosters. But I'm quite surprised that they haven't announced what Laura Langman's doing. She's a bit of a machine, so I imagine that she'll probably stay with the Lightning at least for one more year, particularly given that she's going to be playing in the Constellation Cup at the end of the month as well. So.
Yeah. Well, thanks for that, Katrina. Always great to find out what's going on. And netballscoop.com for your latest information.
Yep.
And those articles on who's going where next.
Yeah. And we'll also be releasing a few more articles over the next couple of weeks as well, off the back of the World Cup. We did quite a few interesting interviews. We've got a follow-up to do with Gary Burgess as well, and Michelle Fippard, and yeah, a few other exciting ones. So if you want to stay abreast of all of that, head over to netballscoop.com.
For the first time in my playing career, I've been able to play pain-free and completely focused on my game. I found a shoe that makes me feel close to the court and in control of my movements. After a long history with bad injuries, it's a relief to have found a shoe I feel confident in playing with on court. That's why I love the Wave Phantom. That's why I love the Wave Sail. That's why I love the Wave Mirage.
It's the Netball Show with Mizuno. Bethan Dyke and Nia Jones have joined Welsh international teammate Georgia Rowe at Seven Stars. Nia has been speaking to us about her decision.
I've spoken to a couple of clubs, but actually I've spoken to Anita Navin and had a really positive conversation with her about Stars. And not many people know this, but when Stars first got entered into the league, I was deep in a pro contract at Reading Football. And I actually, because I knew Gold Coast was coming up, I went along to the open trials. I was just one evening of the week, I snuck off from football and I just went to the trials. And I had a really good conversation with Monia Gerard, who was the coach at the time and a netball hero of mine. And they were interested, but I was obviously a little bit like, I'm not really sure why I'm here. I enjoyed it, but I'm playing football. I think I just wanted to see if I still liked it and if I was still any good at it. And yeah, they were really lovely then and understanding that I was in a contract. But Anita always said, like, we'll never say never. And when she got in contact, it was really positive, and she was really proactive with, you know, what the whole setup would look like and what the package would look like. And then it had been a week and I was pondering over decisions and stuff. But then as soon as I spoke to Melissa and she told me that, you know, she's in contention for the job, that was pretty much deal done then. You know, I enjoyed my time so much with her when she was at the helm at Welsh Netball. And I felt like she instilled belief in me that I could be, you know, a top netballer. And again, she values me. She lets me be me. She calls me a dog. She calls me a beast, but I take them as compliments. But she also knows how to push me and how to get the best out of me, and, you know, to how to keep my feet on the ground as well. So I'm excited to see, you know, where my game can go under her guidance again.
Bethan has also made the move, and we asked her how it felt.
It definitely wasn't an easy decision for me. Obviously, I've been at Celtic Dragons now for 6 seasons. I've absolutely loved the franchise and loved everybody there, the staff, the management, the players, the volunteers, and obviously the Green Army. I mean, they've given me so much support over the last 6 years, and it really wasn't an easy decision to move. But yeah, when I had the opportunity to join Seven Stars, I was really, really excited. and I can't wait to get started.
Last season, I would say as well. What was it like with the partnership with Cardiff Met?
Oh, brilliant. I think I have actually been a student at Cardiff Met, and I was studying my PGC last year, training to become a PE teacher. So that link with Cardiff Met is one that I've always had really strong links with, but obviously with the Celtic Dragons partnering with them last year, the support from the S&C was excellent and obviously a brilliant training facility to have on a week-in, week-out basis. Myself and Nia and Georgia have been up to Worcester Arena and Gloucester, and the facilities are absolutely amazing, and those that I can't wait to use very soon.
I would say your game adds speed, and also you've experience as well in games thanks to those 43 caps. That's going to be special to Stars next season.
Yeah, I hope so. Also just bringing that speed and creativity, like you said, but also enjoyment and fun. I think over the last 6 years, I've been so lucky to have the opportunity to be part of a Super League franchise, and one that I'm so excited to be joining Stars, and obviously very, very exciting team, and one that I can't wait for everybody to see once it's all been announced.
You'll be privy to that whole side. Some people called Georgia and Nia were going to be part of the squad, and you'll be playing as part of a team that includes Liana as well. That's going to be something special.
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome to be playing and training with the Welsh girls on a weekly basis. We're in a really intense block at the minute. Obviously, selection happening very soon for the Netball Europe Championships. So, yeah, you know each other's personalities. You've made connections on the court. And this is something that we're really excited to bring to Stars. With Liana, she's someone that I've looked up to in my whole netball career. A world-class player, a mid-quarter. And when I found out that she was joining Stars, I was ecstatic. And obviously to learn and play with the best mid-quarter in our league and has been in the world was something that I was so excited about. Very, very excited.
And for the full interviews with Nia and Beth, we'll be publishing a Stars special podcast with Mizuno online this weekend.
There's been good news for Knights and also Northern Titans this week. Northern Titans have confirmed their first squad for Season 1, and Declan has been telling us more about the selection.
We ran a trial at the start of August in West Yorkshire, sort of in between like a few of the major northern cities, and anyone that was on holiday sort of retrialed our first training session, which was last week, and from both of those sessions, we've ended with a squad of 15 that we're going to take forward into our first season. The trials were great. It was great to see lots of new faces, people that I've not seen from like mixed league games, and it was a really good day and some really good talent out there as well.
What about the standard of some of the players? Had some previously played before?
So we had some really high quality players who have played in numerous mixed tournaments and have played in sort of exhibition men's games who came to trial, and you could see that they'd played for many years previously, and it was great to see players of that standard and also more new players who maybe have switched sports or like play basketball, etc., also trying their hand at netball. So it was really good to see sort of those people that a couple of our coaches are looking for, like mould, and people who are sort of like really raw talent in, and people who have sort of been playing for years. So it was great to see that mix, and I hope that can really help us build as a team going forward.
I was pleased to see your name in there as well, which was nice.
I mean, thankfully I made the cut. It's great to sort of have an outlet to play. I think that was one of our main things, mine and Della's, when we sort of looked to create a team, is that there was nothing up in the north, and it was sort of an outlet for us all to play. Like, I play in the mixed league as well, and it was sort of knowing that there is like up to 60 guys a week in Leeds playing netball, sort of knew there was a demand there. It was great to actually see that sort of come to reality when we held the trial. It's great to get a chance to play some more netball.
Have you managed to get a few games lined up, or did you just want to get the side sorted first?
So our first goal was to get the side selected and all together, and we've sort our next sort of goal is we've got a block of training booked out sort of from now until December, so we're having regular training sessions, sort of trying to build up as a squad. And yes, we have sort of got our first couple of games penciled in against some local teams before the end of the year to sort of try our hand to see where we're at. So yeah, that's exciting. I can't wait to get started.
It's about building slowly, obviously. Maybe a bit similar to how Knights first started, but Lewis and the rest of the guys there, how vital have they been? They'll be with you every step of the way, really.
Yeah, it's been great to have sort of the people who've been there and done it before, and just that, just people just to give you that friendly advice when, obviously, when you're starting something new, it's like a huge task. So it's been really helpful to, you know, just to know how they did it, and they were kind of offering up how they ran things and how they did things. It's been really great just to have that sort of support and that sort of template as such to sort of see how we can sort of start as well. So yeah, that's been great. It's been great to have their support, and obviously now it's about us building as a team and sort of getting more training time and more game time under our belt, and yeah, and sort of seeing how the season goes. I know that when Knights started, it sort of flew off them and took off really fast. We're sort of looking, we've got a bit more work to put in to be so new. It's good to have that time before sort of look to spread our wings a little bit, just to really cement the team and sort of the connections within there. And yeah, really excited to sort of see that build and to see how we build each week.
There might be those listening that are keen to get involved with this, maybe sponsorship or just show their support as well, and maybe an email address or somewhere that they can contact you to find out more.
Yeah, so anyone that wants to get in touch about anything, the sponsorship, games, getting involved with the club, then our email address is northerntitansnetball@gmail.com, or you can find us on all the social platforms. So we're at Northern Titans on Twitter and Instagram, and Northern Titan Men's Netball on Facebook. Anyone that wants to get in touch or just give us a follow, sort of track how we're going this season, everyone's support is greatly appreciated.
Knights will once again play at the Copper Box as part of a Fast Five showcase, and Lewis joined us to tell us more about their new sponsorship.
In the run-up to the World Cup, we had a number of different games against kind of the home nations and also the Bahamas, which was just a fantastic opportunity. I mean, we never thought we were going to be able to be playing international teams in this kind of space of time, but it's been brilliant to play against some of these incredible athletes and then watch them to go on and do so well in the World Cup. So,
what was their reaction like to you doing something like this?
Well, I think there wasn't a lot of knowledge, but obviously some of the players that we played against had played for Super League teams, etc. So they knew about us beforehand. But the majority of the teams, there wasn't a massive knowledge about us. And I think maybe definitely the reaction afterwards was of one of good news, because obviously we'd be able to help out with that kind of preparation for the World Cup when sometimes finding teams to play against wasn't that accessible. I mean, after the Super League season ends, and you know, with teams that are kind of slightly further afield, like Scotland and Northern Ireland, I think it's great for them to be able to, you know, call on a team to be able to come up and play against them. That's what they said anyway.
Great news that you're going to be back at Fast Five in a couple of weeks for the Invitational match.
Yeah, we really enjoyed the first time. It was absolutely the highlight of last year, and we're so grateful to the British Fast Five All Stars and Matchroom for inviting us back. Hopefully, we can show some progression on last year and hit a few more 5-pointers, 10-pointers. That'd be nice. But we'll see how we go. But it should be a fantastic event. I can only have built on last year and be bigger and better. So it'll be great to play.
And if we look at sponsorship in the game itself, you've been lucky to have Play Netball involved. You've signed a new sponsor with the Match Balls.
Yeah, so Play Netball are our kit sponsor, and they have been fantastic throughout it. They they run the leagues where most of us play, and they're brilliant quality leagues in London. We think they're the best. We're not just saying that because they're our sponsor. we were playing with them for a long time before we even started Knights, and we've seen these great players kind of gravitate towards this league. So for us, it's definitely the place to play in London. But yeah, today we've had some kind of great news to announce that our we've got a new match ball sponsor. So Premier IT, who are a software house, and they specialise in professional development and training management software, have come forwards and have sponsored us with 20 brand new match balls that will be specifically branded and designed and created for us. So they'll have it's actually all built into the ball rather than just kind of printed onto it. So it's at the Gilbert factory at the moment. They're all being created out in Asia. So I'm pretty excited about that.
And that's not a short term deal, is it? That's sort of a 3 years.
That's the case. Yeah. So we've done a deal with them for 3 years, and it's just it's really nice that they've got behind us in that way. They're a great company, and we're really proud to have them on board.
Plenty going on with Knights always.
Fast Fives is obviously a fantastic event for us, but over the next, well, we've already got bookings that kind of take us over the next 4 or 5 months, and some of them are quite cool. So there'll be quite a few exhibition games, possibly a few Super League teams, exhibition games. Ooh. Oh, and I should mention that our second team, which is a great piece of progression, have got their first exhibition game this weekend coming up. So it's a great progression point for them as well. So across the club, it's all going forwards.
There have been so many player announcements and signings ahead of 2020, so we've made a special page online to help you keep track. Visit thenetballshow.co.uk/2020 to keep across all the big moves.
Keep an eye on the netballshow.co.uk website. There's going to be more Fast Five players announced very soon. We just get that feeling. And next week, we hear from Yaz Parsons about playing alongside Sharni.
And while we're loving these daily announcements, so far we've heard nothing from Mavs, Dragons or Pulse, so we are waiting with bated breath to see what these teams have got in store for us.
And don't forget that extra episode, also online, more from Beth and Nia about joining Seven Stars.
The Netball Show with Andy Lamb and Natalie Morris.